Ken Roberts, inviting you to listen to another adventure of Casey, crime photographer. Ace cameraman who covers the crime news of a great city. Our adventure for tonight, the fire. Morning. The first faint glow of dawn is lighting the sky. Inside a small, cheap, furnished apartment, shabby old-fashioned building, glows the more sinister light of fast-spreading flame. Outside its locked door, firemen swing their axes.
Blaze is in that corner, Ed.
We might kill it with a hand extinguisher, Chief.
I think we can. Get into the bedroom, Joe. Anyone sleeping there is probably overcome.
All the time to
walk. Chemicals over there, boys. We'll soon have this one licked.
Yeah, but not if we'd got the alarm a minute later.
You're right, Ed. It could have been a racer.
Chief!
What is it, Joe?
Come here. Take a look.
Where?
Lying half under the bed. This guy.
Oh. Smoke got him.
Smoke don't make a guy's head all bloody.
Who? His skull's been crushed.
Yeah, that's what did it. An iron bar on the floor beside him.
He killed. This man's been murdered.
According to the medical examiner, Miss Williams, this guy was bumped off about 11 o'clock last night.
Dead all around 7 hours when the fireman found him.
Yeah, that's right. After the killer stopped him with that hunk of iron, he gave this room, kitchenette, and bath a real going over.
Yeah. Then he found what he'd been looking for, started the fire, and beat it.
That's the way it sizes up, Casey.
Started the fire, of course, hoping to cover up his murder and search of the place.
Oh, started the fire in a pile of photographic film, Casey. You know how that stuff will spread ablaze.
And how. I was looking at the bits of film that weren't burned. Old negatives, apparently. That guy seems to have gone into photography in a big way. A lot of equipment. Net and larger. Tanks. Good stuff.
Some high tech man.
Have you found any killer?
None so far, Miss Williams.
What could the killer have been searching for?
Payoff question.
What have you found out about the dead guy, pal?
Not much. All I could learn here was his name was Henry Milton. Quiet guy who kept to himself and held some kind of office job with the E.J. Winbur Company. I'm going to the Winbur factory as his office is open at 9 o'clock and try to get a real lowdown on the guy.
Good. Henny and I will go with you.
Yes, we'd like to know more about Mr. Henry Milton.
I'm shocked, shocked to hear about the tragic death of poor, Hilton, Sergeant Logan.
Milton was the man's name, Mr. Winbur, and mine's Logan, Captain Logan.
Oh, yes, 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 to be sure, yes, Logan, yes. Good, faithful old Milton.
I'd like you to tell me all you can about this man.
Yes, yes. Well, I think perhaps I'd better turn you over to my executive vice president. He keeps in slightly closer touch with details and personnel than I do. Oh, not that I'm unfamiliar with the people who work for me, Captain. I regard them all as partners and close friends, but,
You rang, Winbur?
Yes, Purvis. Tell Mr. Haywood I want to see him.
Yes, sir.
Just a minute. Has there been any news of Crowley yet?
No, sir.
Well, don't neglect to inform me at once of any messages received.
You'll be told immediately, Mr. Winbur.
Yes, that's all. Get Haywood.
Yes, sir.
Now, Captain, as a policeman, you might give me a bit of advice.
Yeah?
See, my cashier, a chap named Crowley, went away on a 2 weeks vacation 16 days ago. He was due back at his desk day before yesterday, but he hasn't appeared. And nobody in the plant here or at his home has received even so much as a postal card from him since he left. Now, do you think I have reason for concern?
Was my cashier, I'd feel concerned. You investigated the books?
Not yet,
but... you better have an audit done on those books right away. Your man is bonded.
Oh, yes, yes. The firm will face no loss, but I pride myself on my judgment of character, and it would be a sad blow. Oh, you're here, Haywood.
This
gentleman is Captain, Logan of the police.
Police?
Yes, this is Mr. Haywood, my executive vice president, Captain.
How do you do?
Nice to know you, Captain.
And that lady and gentleman over there, will you introduce, Captain?
Miss Williams, Casey, there on the Morning Express.
How do you do?
Hi, pleasure. Policemen and newspaper people. Must mean that you've got bad news about Crowley, CJ. Unpleasant.
No, this gentleman and lady are here about a murder.
Murder?
A man employed in your offices was killed last night, and his body discovered early this morning. A man
were older than Henry. He was in our sales department. He was.
The bookkeeper, C.J. Third assistant in Crowley's department.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, that's what I meant.
Now, how was he murdered, Captain? Tell me.
Will you excuse me? Yes, Captain Logan has already told me the dressing, and I have other things to do. Well, you won't mind.
Go ahead, Mr.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure meeting you. Yes, of course, of course. And Mr.
Lacey.
Please call on me when I can give you more assistance, Captain. I'm always ready to help.
Thanks.
Morning to you all. Morning.
Now, maybe we'll find out something.
What?
I heard your comment, Miss Williams. Evidently, you haven't had a very illuminating interview with Winburne.
Miss Haywood, it's supposed to be.
That guy must have inherited this begot.
He did. From his father.
Oh, don't
misunderstand him. Yeah, he's a grand fellow. Very shrewd in his way. Simply doesn't keep in touch with many things. Those things are my job. Tell me about Henry Milton, Captain.
I came here to be told things about him, Mr. Haywood. How long did he work for the firm?
Well, I saw Penn. At least 6 years. He was an excellent bookkeeper.
What do you know about him personally?
Bachelor. Without any apparent vices. Quiet fellow who kept to himself. If anybody here can tell you much more.
I'd like to speak to some of the other people in his department.
Huh?
Send them in here one by one, and without any knowledge of his murder or my purpose.
Very well.
Yeah, I'm afraid we're not going to get very much here, Casey.
Milton kind of missed it, man.
Casey, did you notice the gorgeous diamond?
Eh, quite a ring, isn't it, Annie?
Diamond must have turned a delicate shade of envious lettuce green when I saw it at the port.
Why didn't you buy your girlfriend a little dice like that?
Why don't I also buy a yacht in the country estate? Haywood doesn't place the only big head like Dave Winburne had on. Was broken off in his bottle.
Winburne wore a diamond?
Yeah. Did you notice it, Annie?
No, I didn't.
Huh. You could have missed it. Oh, well, come to think of it, though, he turned the stone around to the inside of his hand while you were in himself, Logan. One of those nervous guys who...
I brought you our head.
Fine, Mr. Haywood. Now we can get back to business.
Hop in the car, Annie.
Mm-hmm, with pleasure. Well, the time we spent in the Winburne plant is dead loss.
Yeah. Knows anything about that guy, Milton? Except that nobody liked him.
Which doesn't give Captain Logan much to work on.
Well, we might as well enjoy the scenery, eh?
What scenery? Factories on that side or the billboards on this side?
Ah, this becomes a nice old country road after we round the curves. Spring busting out all over.
Oh, I'm too tired. Look at it. You know, someday I'm going to quit this racket, get married, and live like a...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Pick the guy?
I'll take the first one who slips a diamond on my finger. And it doesn't have to be the size of it. It shines just a little bit. So whoever gives it won't have to hunt the thing.
Seems to be wide open.
Yeah.
Personally, I got no use for diamonds.
Wouldn't.
Now, you take my advice. Stop. There, now. Now you can real see any down there on that valley. Fairest aspect. Budding grass, birds.
And...
Hey, nature, play there. That is the landslide.
Part of it. Sit down the valley.
Happened very recently. Along this road only a month ago. Stop and ask that old guy's friend.
Oh,
what
I want to get back to the office, Casey, and then home. I care about no
slides messed up a few, I've all. Hey, Pop! Yeah, when did this landslide happen?
So,
rained it, huh?
Yeah, maybe. During the night, but he moved.
How far did it slide? As far as that?
Around.
white rock that looks like a warty cucumber?
And what?
No cucumber rock that floats along. Balance. What was she sore about?
I don't. Women.
Guy understand them. Think they're kidding about something. Like diamond rings. And then you kid back. Us bachelors can't pray. All women are wolves.
That's so.
And.
And how? Why, I
am. How? Why? Huh?
Oh, guess I didn't know this.
And, Roger.
Oh, yeah, the Milton. I just talked to Captain Logan.
What I started to say.
I just got to death. Milton.
I don't care anything about the Milton case. I'm trying to tell
I'm
you.
I'm sure you'd like to hear this.
Well, I don't want
that
to.
That missing cashier at the Wimber plant found out that he spent $100,000 for the firm before he left.
So what? Did?
Uh-huh. When Bondi just called the cops and got a search.
Guy's got over 2 weeks start.
Now, what?
Got a hunch.
Oh, no. Not one of those.
Yeah. Don't. Look, we've been found. But, well, maybe we figured wrong.
Why? I don't.
Though the killer started that fire, caused all night without. Started the fire not to cover the place, but to destroy.
You may be right.
42. What? The rock. No, the solid rock caused the landing. Come on. Come on back to Jarvis. Blow this cabin door. Look at this blow up. Those are stupid rock and plenty more.
What?
This wrapped around a cobra.
Cobra?
Now you get it all. Look.
Ring.
Nice.
Another gun.
I don't have it in business. Sir? Sir? You're in grand about the murder of Bruce.
About the murder of Milton? Sir, Cash Crowley.
But Crowley hasn't been... Sir?
One.
What?
That?
Sir?
Where, Mr. Sir?
Hey. Captain, how can you turn this up?
Yeah, for some reason, got it out of sight. Like, oh, yep.
Jen. Nolan. Bonner. Tell me what you're driving.
Yeah, Mr. Hood.
I was when. Now I don't know why you're asking. One of them got sitting over the pallet of rock. So, black. That killed it. Best fight. Failing that, he tried to burn them. Fired them. Fired them. Built the spot before the blaze had done much. I'm fine. Got him away from me. But one of them. So. So I you wore your ring. The guy who left that snake in my hand last night literally might help to nail it. You're not wearing your diamond, would you?
But I have a gun. Hey, Edward, don't think I'm losing. Or any of
them. Would you?
I'm. Before he gets back up, he's like, but I'm taking notes. I'm getting. There's no one's going to stop.
Stop!
Miss Williams.
Hit me on the head last night.
But how?
Guy's out cold, and all you hit him with is that
spring.
Morning. Hope.
Is more deadly than the mail.
So now you're a KO artist, Thomas.
Heywood didn't come to the old jail.
Well, I only gave him half of what's coming. After a bulldozer, landslide, uncovered the cat.
Well, Ray.
Out of case.
Well, that was. It was C.J. Winburn, Ray. Wanted me to have it as a reward for traffic. But I got no use for diamonds, so.
So, Miss Winburn, me. Well, it's...
Annie, I... Christ, beautiful little house. Way out country.
A house. Oh, thank God. Well.
Couldn't afford it.
I'm going home. Good night.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Annie.
This adventure of crime photographer starring Dot Cosworth as Casey came to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.